Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es in Nachais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Okay, so in the previous Mishnah we spoke about the Shulchan. We spoke about the two stacks of Chalais. And basically we spoke about the Chalais that were laying directly on the table. So how did they stack the Chalais higher than that? Was one Chala laying on the other? And the answer is no. There were supports. I'm sure you remember the picture of the Shulchan from the Chumashim. We try to picture you have a table, and on each side of the table, along the length of the table, there are two panels, total of four. The panels are on the floor, it rests on the floor, it comes up the side of the table, and it comes up higher over the table. Sakta Mishnah, again, Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav, Arba Sinifin Shel Zav Hayusha. There were four golden supports there. Now each of these supports or panels were five tvachim wide as the lechem upon him itself. Mifutzalin, they were like notched, made a sheyen, at their tops. In other words, the bottom section, the one that went from the floor up till the side of the table, there were no notches over there. But the part of the panel that rose above the table, that had notches in it. So the Mishnah is referring to the panel above the table as the top. So the Mishnah weiter, shoyu soimchim behen, these supports would keep the loaves in place and keep them from breaking. Now we're still going to see in the Mishnah that there were also like rods, like half pipes. Because you have two side panels, but what is the bread resting on? It's not pressed on the sides. It has to be resting on something. So we're going to see that there are rods that went into the notches. Well, let's first see the words of the Mishnah Vayter. Shnayim l'seder zeh, v'shnayim l'seder zeh. The four supports, like we explained, were opposite each other. Two on one side of the table, two on the other side of the table. One was for the first stack of the lechem upon him, the other for the other one. How many rods were there? The esrim ushmayna kanim. There were 28 golden rods between the loaves. And kachatzi kan chol. Each pole, each rod was shaped like half of a hollow reed. And that was done bidavka. So we have air between the loaves. It prevents it from becoming moldy. So each rod looked like a pipe cut in half, like we explained earlier. Why wasn't it a complete circle? Again, this allowed more air to come through it. Arba asa l'seder zeh, v'arba asa l'seder zeh. There was a total of 28 of these poles. But there were 14 for one stack of bread and 14 for the other. The stacks had six loaves each. The bottom one was directly on the shulchan. Now the Batanur explains as follows. If we have six levels of chalais, one is on the table, so that leaves us another five. Each of the five challahs on top of it sat on these rods. On how many? On three. Wait a second. According to my calculator, 5 times 3 is 15. That means we need 15 for each side. 30 total. Where does the Mishnah get 28? And 14 for each side. So the Batanur explains. Let's try to imagine the picture of the table again. The bottom challahs are on the table themselves. For the other five, I need four levels of these rods. First level had three. Coming up from the table, second level at three, third level at three, fourth level at three. The very top had only two. Because it didn't have anything pressing from on top, this was the top one, there was less weighing down on it. So it needed only two as opposed to three. And that's where we get our 28 and 14 for each side. Because you had level one, three, level two, three. Level three, three, level four, three. 4 times 3 is 12. And two on top. That's the 14. 14 on each side, total 28. Zakta Mishnah Vayter loy sidr kanim, neither arranging the rods on the shulchan for the new stacks, v'loy netilasan, or removing them. Doiches of Shabbos pushes away Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. Now what am I doing wrong? Which malacha am I being over by removing or putting back these rods? And the answer is, it's nira kemisake. It looks like building or demolishing something. And it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. El rather, nichnas me'er of Shabbos, rather, the Kohen would enter the Hechel and Erev Shabbos, the Shoimtan, he would like slip out. Shemitah means also you slip away from everything. No more planting. Shemite means to remove yourself. The Shoimtan. He would remove the rods from between the loaves, the Noisnan la'arkai shel shulchan, and he would place them on the floor, toward the length of the shulchan, but on the floor there was no place on the actual shulchan. Now every Shabbos, the previous week's lechem upon him was removed from the shulchan, and the new stacks of bread would replace them. They were arranged in these two stacks. And on Shabbos, it was without any rods between them. After Shabbos, And you're allowed to, and now the Kayan would return and insert the rods in between the loaves. Now, why do we mention that when he put it on the floor, it had to be lengthwise? Actually, the Batnura says it was east to west. In other words, not north-south. The Beis Hamikdash went east to west. You walked in from the Mizrach. The long side was east to west. The width would have been north-south. Zakta Mishnah, because Kol HaKelim Shayu B'Migdash, all the Kelim that were in the Beis Hamikdash, like the Shulchan and the Menorah, Arkan La'arka Shel Bayis, they were placed with their length along the length of the Bayis. The one exception, says the Batnura, was the Aron. Its length was toward the width of the Bayis, because the Badei Ha'aron pushed the Pareichus outward. As you saw, standing in the Hechel, that the Pareichus was pushed in. Had the Aron been to its length, the Batnura makes the Cheshbin, you wouldn't have had the Badim pushing out the Pareichus. But all other Kalim were always to the length. Okay, so quickly chazing over what we learned over here in Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. You had these four panels, two on each side of the Shulchan, called Sinipim. They had notches in them from the point above the table. And rods were inserted in these notches. It was like five shelves. The lechem upon them were in two stacks, six each. The bottom didn't need any shelf because it was on the table. Then you had three rods that made up one shelf. Another three rods that made up the second shelf, rising above the shulchan. Another three rods for the third shelf. Another three rods for the fourth shelf. And the top shelf had only two because there was less weight. You couldn't insert or take out the rods on Shabbos. That was nirikim sakan, it looked like fixing. Now the purpose of these rods was to give air. So it wasn't such an emergency to do it on Shabbos. Even though you can't have the challah stack one on top of the other, but till after Shabbos it could be that way. The Kohen would come in Erev Shabbos, he would take out the rods, put it on the floor to the length of the Shulchan. After Shabbos would reinsert it. Mishnah tells us all the Kalim in the Mikdash were to the length of the Bayis. In other words, from south to west. Coming into the Hechel, you come in on the Mizrach side, you'll see it long. The only thing that went in its width, north to south, was the Aron in the Kodesh Kedoshim.